Obama promises to talk with our enemies without preconditions. Obama's promise to talk with avowed enemies of the United States can be traced back to the CNN YouTube primary debate in Charleston, South Carolina, on July 23, 2008. A pre-recorded question from a viewer asked, "In the spirit of bold leadership, would you be willing to meet separately, without precondition, during the first year of your administration, in Washington or anywhere else, with the leaders of Iran, Syria, Venezuela, Cuba, and North Korea, in order to bridge the gap that divides our countries?" Obama answered first, affirming instantly, "I would." And the reason is this: that the notion that somehow not talking to countries is punishment to them, which has been the guiding principle of this administration, is ridiculous. In follow-up questions, Obama agreed to meet with a real rogues gallery without preconditions: Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Bashar al-Assad, Hugo Chavez, Fidel Castro, and Kim Jong-il. The video clip of Obama's answer can be played over and over in opposition television commercials in the general election, forcing Obama to either support this position or explain later qualifications in a nuanced answer unlikely to make points with voters. Hillary Clinton was the first to criticize Obama right then and there. She indicated she wanted to return to pursue diplomacy aggressively, but she cautioned, "But certainly we're not going to just have our president meet with Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, and, you know, the president of North Korea, Iran, and Syria, until we know better what the way forward would be." Obama should know that diplomacy has not always been a successful foreign policy ploy for Democratic presidents. Many attribute the building of the Berlin Wall and the Cuban Missile Crisis to miscalculations Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev made, judging President John F. Kennedy as weak after Kennedy's poor performance at the summit meeting in Vienna on June 4, 1961. Kennedy had just come off the failure of the Bay of Pigs invasion, and most observers felt Khrushchev held the edge in his one-on-one talks with JFK. Yet liberal Democratic senators running for president, for some reason, think they will look like leaders if they campaign on their willingness to meet with dictators. The Democratic Party appears to have amnesia over the total failure of the Clinton, Albright, Carter team to produce results with either Iran or North Korea, despite all the diplomacy they tried and all the face-to-face meetings they held.